Hello, everyone, and welcome to the God's Supper podcast. Today we will be talking about the desert life and the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, it frequently talks about how Jesus walked out into the desert and prayed, or he found a deserted place and prayed. Throughout his ministry and his life, there seems to be this constant being in a community and then seeking solitude. There are many times in our lives, probably more often than not, when we feel that we are just like the Israelites in the Old Testament, wandering about in the desert for 40 years, wondering when God will deliver us. But the truth of the matter is, he has already delivered us. When the Israelites left Egypt, they were free. Egypt was a place of sin and slavery, and God rescued them. He sent them Moses, and eventually through the plagues and the parting of the Red Sea, he brought them out into the desert. And when they were in the desert, they grumbled. They said they were hungry, so he sent them manna. And they wandered. God did provide for them, though perhaps not in the way that they actually wanted him to provide. As human beings, we kind of have a very odd way of trying to demand what we want from God and getting mad at God because he doesn't exactly give us what we want. But the truth of the matter is, we don't always know what's the best for us, what's good for us, what would make us holy, and what would ultimately lead us into that heavenly paradise. But God does. God is our Father, our Savior, and our Provider. And just like the Israelites wandering out in the desert for 40 years, we have to let him provide for us. In the last episode, we talked about the sermon where Jesus was saying that we don't have to worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear or really anything in life and just let him provide everything. And that's true. The desert place can change us if we let us. In the early Christian days, there were people who deliberately went out into the desert. They are called our desert fathers and mothers. And they went out into the desert to pray and to live their life. And if you think about it, the desert, it looks like a desolate place. There aren't a lot of trees, not a lot of foliage, probably not a lot of anything, but then you get like these huge oases growing out in the middle of the desert where there's lush green and beautiful water, and that's so like the spiritual life where we wander and we wonder if God is not there, but our lives deepen, our prayer life deepens, and we realize that God has always been there, like the oasis in the desert. And the desert life continues until we reach the end of this life. And through it all, in this desert place, which is earth, which is our pilgrimage through life, we realize that there is someone whispering in our ear. Usually that's two voices, God and the devil. Now, the devil is tricky. He plays on all of our emotions, all of our fears, and he's like a silent sniper, ready for the kill. But God's voice brings healing. And God is three persons, the Eternal Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit sometimes gets a bad rap, or maybe I shouldn't say a bad rap, but is not truly known. Sometimes we feel like, okay, who exactly am I praying to? Yes, the Holy Spirit is God, but he's symbolized as a dove and then fire. And then what exactly is he? Well, God's a mystery, so we will spend an eternity trying to figure out who God is and contemplating his existence and growing in our love for him. And the Holy Spirit, some people have described as the love between the Father and the Son, and that the Holy Spirit is a force, he's an inspiration, he's the Heavenly Spirit hovering over the waters, ready to create and inspire. And when we invite the Holy Spirit into our lives, change happens. Not only change within us, but change in others. And while we are in our desert place, we can listen to the Holy Spirit's voice and strive to follow his inspirations. So let us pray and resolve to follow God more closely. And even though we want this desert place to be over, we know that God has a perfect plan and that he has not abandoned us and that the oasis is just around the corner. And ultimately, the best place, which is heaven, where those who love him live forever. Amen. God bless you all. Love you. Take care.